When you walk into Magnolia Market, two towering 120-foot-tall silos greet you. The remnants from when the roughly 2.5-acre site was a cottonseed mill. Maintaining that rustic feel of the area was important, says Joanna Gaines, because it upheld the heritage of the site. It's also part of the so-called shabby chic approach to designing that's made Fixer Upper so wildly popular.
I love the blend of the industrial. There's a lot of things, you know, like these columns I didn't change. I wanted to really keep the history of this building. So there's a good blend of industrial, but also with all the, you know, reclaimed pine floors, all the other elements that we added, I really wanted this to feel like this is how it felt all along.
The store itself is a 4,000 square foot space filled with items Gaines handpicked, from decorative leather books that go for about $8 to antique wire baskets that run about $30. But Gaines says her and her husband Chip wanted the area to be more than just a store where you can buy a candle. Outside the market's door is an expansive yard where local food trucks have lined up. And under the shadow of the silos is a stage fit for concerts. There's also an on-site garden, currently filled with wintergreens, that's run by the local group World Hunger Relief. With all of Magnolia Market's attractions, says Tate Christensen of the Waco Chamber of Commerce, it will help spur economic growth in the area.
It's going to attract more and more industry, more and more people to Waco. And so the sky's the limit. And I'm excited. I really am. And this is just a great addition to the story.
In the coming months, several businesses, including the Balcones Distillery, will move into the downtown area as well. Gaines says she's excited that the market and other businesses are bringing life into an area of downtown that's been underdeveloped.
So I think with this, you park, you walk, you go to your destination. That's kind of how downtowns feel. And so hopefully with us being here, we can really help the growth with other businesses as well.
Organizers are expecting 2,500 visitors each night this weekend, with some people coming from as far as Florida just to attend the sold-out grand opening event. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.